Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, God, I got the top to, yo, God, Quadir, I got the top to the liquor. Yeah, yeah, y'all. Yeah, peace, y'all. Peace to the gods. Yeah, peace to the gods. Up here chilling with Jamel Irie for now. Yeah, we all up here just chilling. We trying to get it right, y'all. Yeah. 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 Law Shasha, I see you. Law B. Freedom of law, freedom born. Yeah. Yo. Yo, Quadir, what's up, baby? You. Yeah, we're gonna drop the signs on real fast. You know how we do. Yo, Free.
I remember back in the days, y'all.
Yeah.
When individuals that didn't know their math wasn't allowed to come outside. You remember them days?
Yeah, God, man. You know what we had to do, God? They don't forgot that we had to make them show and prove, man. Be honest, shadow of doubt.
To show and prove everything was real, we had to keep this in check. In order to make a seed grow, you got to constantly water it. And that water was the knowledge that we had through extensive research we obtained, and we what gave it to the young.
Yeah, God, you know that.
See, Allah believes that if you taught nine people, and that nine people taught nine people, and that nine people taught nine people, and guess what?
That's right.
Let the track wind and your mind flow free. Remain conscious on this ride to your best ability, infinity. Back to the source from which it came. Energy, see it change forms. Atoms being born, never ending. On and on and on, and travel with me. Not trying to convince the pack that it's a fact. For those who can adapt, I live this shit at the back. We have a greed. You feel the impact of the truth when I squeeze the brain till something pop. Hip hop, glocks and text, fat checks, fly whip chicks. Fresh kick, specially fitted crown. Button down, open white tee underneath. Lies of 4 pounds, 45 minutes of medicine. It's Maryland, NEMC opponent stepping in the zone. Get your face blown.
I'd like to let y'all know the history of how the first born was begun. Allah met Messiah. Allah met Bismillah. Allah met Prince Allah. Allah met Uhura. Allah met Akbar. Allah met Kahin. Allah met Abiji, who was Bilal at the time. Allah met Al-Jamal. Allah met Salam. And there's three elders that dealt with this knowledge with him. And these three elders were Firstborn Justice, who was Akbar. He had Shaheed. And he had Ibika. Along with these 12, he became the 13th man from 12 disciples. I like to just let y'all know, from my perspective, that the mathematics was revealed to us by Almighty God alone. He gave us 1 and 9 and 8 and 0.
When I speak unto the wicked to warn them, thou shalt surely die. Fucking with I, stealing, telling lies. The master, the original man, home and abroad, the sworn to state justice. Reward is the price of freedom. Some bled. They killed Fred Hampton in bed. Penalties to enemies, couldn't musket the seed up in their head. So improve, make the mountain move. We build with the MC skill. Drop math, nothing grafted. Crafted, master for the people, them. Sway to the rhythm if you feeling what I'm giving is real. True living, iron pole, microphone still. False imprisonment, big business, the government official. Address the issue, blow the whistle. You take on face value how fast the light travel. Swine poison animal eaters and wife beaters. Savage in pursuit, false move and I'll shoot. Blast you, back to a gas. You can't last in the square with the truth.
And that's peace, God. And it always come back to knowledge. And that knowledge is our foundation. And the foundation of all life emanated from Allah, the Father, manifesting himself as a true and living God. Throughout eternity, or either time immortal, man has always been God. For we are the supreme one, being manifested and taught by Almighty God Allah.
A ghetto star child is born, straight from the vine, before there was time. Somebody had to wind the clock, and there I stood, with the body of the universe, no religion, just universal law and self-existence. Everything right and exact. Universal flag tagged up in your headpiece. I reap, cheek of the cheese saw, raw uncut, every line you choke.
And in our line of work, we need all the help we can get. Tony Wing's the name. He works for a drug ring in Central America.
Who wants to kill him?
No information. Say yes or no.
$1.5 million.
All right? You get what you want. Money's no object.
Yo, man, shit happened, man.
They're all clean. No serial numbers.
Yo.
And they're explosive head bullets.
Come here. Come here, son. Come here for a minute. Yo,
Bobby Steels.
Might go to the store, man. Fuck
that. Shut up, kid.
Baking soda.
Yo.
Let's cut the pie five ways. We came off with
noodles.
Two mil, kid. Fast.
Raleigh
noodles.
Fingers. No doubt coming through.
La Costa Nostra.
Johnny Blaze. Lou Diamond.
Represent for my kid.
Tony Starr.
Universal Frontier.
Original Blood Clot Bad Boy.
Who comes to get you none? They want guns. I'll be the first to set off shit. Laugh to run. Who roll together as one. I call my brother son cause he shine like one. Check it. Scriptures hit the body like sawed off shoddy. Like my hair naughty and my nose piece snotty. Fuck a nigga hottie, that whole pussy probably. Burn like the deserts of Mogadi for red. Ain't nothing fraudulent here, we pioneer. Commandeer a new frontier, this be the root, yeah. 36 chambers of fear, huh, you lost it. Information leaking out your forces, Time to forfeit your crown and leave the ground. There's a new sheriff in town holding it down. It's the two holster, shit shot smoker. Wanted dead or alive, bounty on the poster. Wild in the west, a student of my culture. And life is the test, hold up. Let a nigga catch his breath. You still paying dues and the last one is death. Back to the essence with that shit you stressing. This rap profession, now beat the cap. The son of the shout, I'll bless my style. Criminology pays the last times and days. Johnny fucking Blaze.
This goes for niggas who know. Who will grow like Yayo, Lalo, Plush, fooling in Barbados. Weekends be giving me much shit. The touch shit, stay cool, Papa. See you with enough shit. Back at the lava, back bagged up. Your niggas act up. What? Blow up their workers if they have the senoritas. Fucking up a storm, buying guards margaritas. Sucking his dick up in the whip long. Designed for rhyme crime, nigga. Jail time jiggers. The niggas up in hype, biggers, lighting niggas. Silks, Wally, wear Figaro chain, yeah. Jake's beware, black rap millionaires. Rock ears, leather goose bears, blowing this shit. 1-800 Gambino, nigga, yeah. Solid gold, bone and shine. Solid gold, crown and shine. With blinding lights from diamonds. I'll be climbing the sky on the cloud. With silver liners, double breasted. Bulletproof vested, well protected. The hearts of MKs, the chest and solo flexes, cast his phone. Cracking 206 bones. And watch your ass get thrown to a sea of fire and brimstone. How dare you approach it with dim poems? The overthink like Nova Beam Gleam shows what a soldier means. The grandest prison, imperial visit. Oh, is it the resurrector? Come to pay your ass a visit. Local biochemical, universal giant. The black general looking shots at David Crockett. On the bicentennial, happy millennium 2000. Microchips, two shots of penicillin builds up your adrenaline. Son, it's time for bouting. It's a model you're resembling. A nigga's life following. Trapped inside your products like a genie inside the bottle. And
God stepping forth upon holy ground of the track. It's the sound that surrounds and hurts me like I'm under attack. So I decided to write down on the mic. So the pain of the track will deny the fact. And I'm the master for what lurks is an expert that hurts the individual who tries to visualize under. Cause I strike like thunder. Niggas couldn't stand my hate. It's unbearable. My wisdom fucks up your respiratory systems are fractured by the killer tactics. Style is ragged and thoughts are mad jagged. Into the entity. My vicinity is 360 degrees of humidity. Represent the school of hard knocks and glocks. My clan is hot and got mad. My
across the block, so feel the force of impact from the iron side of the gat as I attack the track from the blind side of the pack. Starks past the chrome, watch a nigga get blown out his motherfucking dome. Peace, deceased, laid to rest.
Who come to get you? None, they want guns. I'll be the first to set off shit, laugh to run. Who go together as one? I'll call my brother son, cause he shine like one.
Yup, hey yo, I got the sugar my way. Move, give me room, holding up your saloon. Clean sweep like a broom. Full moons make me howl like a wolf out of breath. Surely on Wu Kulung to her genius on death. So step back to the lab at high velocity. My teammate in the hand shit, I run like a pharmacy. Fuck Corrado, Pablo's plan, bro, is Bravo. But fellas, we know bestsellers become novels. A man rocking headbands, silk scarves and cams. Early 80s British rockers, playboys, mocks and shams. The laser B vocalist does well in symphonies. Bad days, watch the snack sites right out of Tiffany's. Remember them kids that came off with 8 million? Robbed the Brink and I labeled them royal pavilions. The flower heads must have been stupid. Tell me how the fuck black niggas get caught with all that loot, kids. There's jet money, underground money, submarines and rings. Too bad you fucked up, dummies.
Cosa, cosa. Come on.
Until the fog, big buffalo laws. Charles Mahal just got bang shanked for 80 guards. It's hard to keep up with these Keons who smoke dust. In the U.S. Mint, they went to rock the place and caught a rush. All these shameless niggas on with cherry red valleys on the 25th. Everybody rich is getting married, killed for power beans. He brother owns schools in Medina. Fastlane lifts crack, cause they all had dreams. They overdrew. These guards own a mosque in Peru. Tropical trees and weeds where they grew bamboo. Olympic mines quick flash like a Nikon. 100 shares short to own Nissan. Watch them get they feast on royal blue eyes inside the eyes of heaven. Curse the head, we speak foul and jinx number 7-7. Clear my head, stay sober, show control. Shots in stereo, the kids nice, warning you twice, run your garments, jet to Providence, switch up and back down your parliament, Iron Man is laced with a plate inside the dome, please go off of Air Force biographies, prophecies, watch me set it, real Keons hold down the desert, and walk with a famous name like Supreme Magnetic Carbon Copy, I love my car, sneer choppy, Malachi off a funky peng with the wax poppy on instrumentals, niggas get lost like SS Mentals, turns out like rentals, keep going around the dental.
Peace, peace, peace. Proud family, welcome to another episode of Do Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Alive. I have the distinct honor and privilege on this revolutionary Sunday episode of welcoming to the platform founding father, cornerstone, true and living God to the platform who comes to us in the righteous name of universal freedom, Allah, affectionately known to us woologists as Papa Wu. That phone number to call in, family, is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others. I guess for tonight, none other than Papa Wu. Peace, God.
Yep. Peace. What's going on, man?
How you feeling, Lord?
I'm good, man. And yourself?
Good.
Everything good.
Out here on this beautiful day of knowledge born, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Making it fitting. You know, we always begin our program with an introduction when we have guests. So if you could take this opportunity to, you know, introduce yourself to the family.
Yeah, this is Papa Wu, y'all, man. What's going on out there?
Right.
It's your boy, Papa
Wu. So, we've known you for, you know, many years, you know, in the case, as it would be with our nation, you know, in reference to the father, you know, him being the father, that the only father that many of the first non-born had ever known. And for you, in regards to a lot of us, also, you know, with the Klan, you know, being the father in the case that many of us have only known.
Right.
So, you know, dealing with that, you know, same semblance and significance. Could you paint us a picture on, you know, how, you know, this whole thing begins that we know, you know?
How what begins?
You know, you
can't hear you. You're trying to chop it up a little bit.
As far as the Wu-Tang Clan beginning, you know, and your role.
Oh, that goes back, man. You know, from my grandmother's house and stuff like that. They all used to be upstairs in the room playing music, man. You know, Dirty, my little brother, man. So him, RZA, now, you know, they always been playing this music. I ain't look at it like that at first, man. Like they was gonna blow like that, but you know, that shit started in my grandmother's house. They playing all that music. And then it was just Dirty, RZA, and GZA at first, man. Remember? All together, brothers.
Right.
That's how they first started. Right. Dirty was a human beatbox, and RZA was a DJ. And GZA was the MC. That's how it really started until they moved out to Shaolin. And then that's when they plugged in with the other brothers. Yeah, but it was just them three at first. A lot of people don't go back that far. When they was dealing with Cold Chillin' and Tommy
right.
Boy.
Right,
you
right.
Know? Yeah. And that was that little role. You know, and I just came along at first. I didn't even come along then. I didn't think this shit was going to take off like that. But it did. You know? But it was a blessing.
So,
it all paid off.
Aside from the
what
family connection. I said aside from the family. The family connection, you know, Old Dirty being, you know, your younger brother. Rest in peace to the brother. Like, the day he transitioned, I was in Baghdad.
Oh yeah.
I was in Baghdad.
Oh, you heard it from all the way over there?
Yeah. It was.
Wow.
I had lost some. Like that day is always significant in my heart. I lost some people that was very close to me that day, same night. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was all of it all together. You see what I'm saying? So like his spirit resonates with us. very powerful, especially for, you know, for those who was with us, you know, at that time,
yeah.
You know, their transition. It was, you know, seeing brothers that was close to you on the last day on you know, in the physical. You see what I'm saying? Like, So definitely, you know, the way that all came together. So at that word too. So to be dealing with that and to be dealing with that in the middle of war. You see what I'm saying? Like, one of the things I saw from you from back in the day, I remember from, you know, watching the Kung Fu flicks overseas was at the 36 Chamber Studios, and you were speaking about the chambers. That was a chamber for me, a serious chamber, you know,
right.
To be going through at that time, you know. So,
right.
And the Wu for me was like a way for me to be able to deal with it, you know what I mean? Because when you were alluding to, you were playing the piano, it was like it calms you down. So this was like calming my spirit too, you know what I mean?
Right.
And the brother that was with us.
Yeah.
So definitely something that's of significance, you know what I mean? So,
right. Yeah.
That pillar that was there, and you that pillar for a lot of us too, you know,
right.
Either directly or indirectly, you know, from you know all of the human families all over the planet. You see what I'm saying? Just by your example, and your words of wisdom, I mean, from the North Star to Black Jesus to. Even we was just playing the older God, and you know, part two off the Master Killer's album, off of Made in Brooklyn, man. Like, just that wisdom of our culture, you know, that culture which is I God, that you know we embody, you know, those among the true and living, you know. You know, from my research, you said you was there like from 65. That was the first time you heard that Black Man was God. Like, can you share you know, some of that?
1965. I was coming out of the store, and you know, them brothers back then. I just stay out in Coney Island. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we had coming from school, come out in the store, and I went in the store and bought what they call that sandwich, a spicy ham and cheese sandwich. Brother said, "Have you known Black Man is God?" Slapped the shit out of my hand, man.
Wow.
You know? And from there, man, you know, they gave us some lessons. And every time they see us come out for lunch, they catch us on this corner on 25th Street, Mermaid Avenue. It wasn't no joke. They wasn't no joke either. They was persistent with it. You know, you couldn't even come outside unless you knew, you know what I'm saying, what time it was. You know, because they was on every corner. I mean, when I see these brothers on every corner, I mean, I used to climb off of my porch in the backyard and try to come out on another street, and them brothers would be right there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, there was no escaping.
Wow.
You know? It was like, no escaping that.
To go from the time that you know what I mean? The time that you know as far as this culture and the strict adherence to its implementation, how you see it today, you know, with the brothers and sisters that's, you know, coming in the name nowadays.
The day is just so easy now. Before you had to know 120 lessons, and then you got the picture of the father, and then they gave you your flag to wear.
Right.
But you had to know, but you had to quote 120 lessons, you had to know it. And with Ethan, then it was more discipline. If you didn't know, brother turned you right back around and send you back upstairs. You came outside and didn't know your math, you had to go back upstairs. Well, you got beat up, for real, man. I watched brothers get the shit beat out of them playing with this. Because if you didn't know your lesson for that day, that means you ain't got no business outside. You know what I'm saying? And brothers took that serious, and they'll send you right back upstairs till you get it. Sometimes we used to go to brother's house, and we'd be in the back while the brother be in the kitchen talking to the moms and the sister, and we be back there fucking him up. and then leave and say, oh, he's not going to come outside today. He'd be back in the room all fucked up, busted all up. We tell him just cool down for about a half an hour and, you know, tell your mother you got in a fight with somebody earlier that day. But yeah, it went down that way. But I bet you when he came outside, he knew his lessons.
Wow.
You know? Yeah, because we're real strict, and today there's no discipline. That's what it is. Brothers think because they had it for a couple of years now and they're young, they can tell brothers how it go. You can't, man. They don't give you that authority, man. As long as you live this, that's how long it takes you to be a father. But you got to live this. I don't care if you've been here 10 years, 20 years, whatever, man. It's discipline. It's law and order. It's rules and regulations. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And some brothers don't. Some brothers think because they got knowledge that they know everything and they don't know shit. They think they know everything. They don't know nothing. They don't even know the foundation to this. Some of them don't even know why they God. So that's the difference today. We was more disciplined back then because you had to know. Like I said, you got your ass tore up. But these days, a nigga get lessons and from somebody and he ain't been taught right. And, you know, and brothers just be like stereotype now. They mostly like, you know, lip professors. They ain't dropping no science. They just making noise. You know what I'm saying? Because science, you add up. And a lot of things there ain't being added up because all these brothers there, you see what's going on right now. Ain't no teaching going on. And I told them the solution to this shit. Niggas got to get back on the streets, man. Fuck all them schools and want to go to a law school and all that, man. Get back on the streets. We was on the streets on every corner, man. Every projects, we was in the projects, sitting on the benches. We were on every corner. Man, if you came outside every corner, you seen a 5%. That's real. Now niggas just get away. They just do what they want to do, man. You know? So, you know. That's why you got a lot of people in the streets. They get away with they get away because they have respect for us. They still do. You know, but brothers not out there on the streets no more like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's basically how that went. And it's like I said, there's no more discipline to this. Because like I said, you couldn't even come outside if you ain't know your ass. You know what I mean?
Right. Even if you could, would you want to? Would you want to be known? be out
why
there with... I said, even if you could, you know what I mean? Would you want to be out there, not knowing what that penalty is severe, you know?
So. Right. Yeah. But brothers knew, because you held responsible for what you said out your mouth. That's
right.
What I tell brothers. Your tongue is like a double-edged sword. You got the power to give you life, and you got the power to take your own life if you run your mouth the wrong way. But you held responsible for what you say. Nobody else. So if you proclaim this and open your mouth and say something, you have to show and prove. I can't show and prove for you. You got to do that for yourself.
Now,
you know?
what about the music? We're going on the 20th year of Wu-Tang Forever, you know, the double CD. You know, 20 years later and looking at the music and looking at,
25
you know,
years.
You said 25 years?
Yeah. Yeah, right now we 27 in. We want to be up to Zach since 92.
Right.
You know, man,
that's when
we started, 92.
Yeah, I was speaking specifically about the Wu-Tang Forever, you know, album release in 97.
Yeah. All right. Pardon me. Yeah.
So even going back 27 years, 92.
Yeah.
So from 92
now. I got the headline, Wu Revolution. That's what made the whole song.
That's right.
You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
Wu Revolution. That made that whole song.
Right.
Without
the
introduction, I don't think it would have turned the way it did. You know what I mean?
Right. That was a hell of a way to set it off, too. You know?
Yeah.
This one right there, chock full with our responsibilities. You know what I mean? It was even a call for a resurgence back then. You know what I mean? Like it was time to you know, continue to do our duty. You know what I mean? You know, for us to be, you know, that's what it is. So, you know, 20 years from that Wu Revolution, where are we right now? And where should we be going?
Right. Yep.
So from your perspective, you know, where are we now and where should we be going?
What, in hip hop?
Period. You know, we could look at hip hop.
And the times we in now, man, like, if we just don't focus on us now, we ain't going to go nowhere. You understand? That's what brothers ain't been doing no more. They focus on everything else out there, but we got to have something we got to claim. And we had this hip hop, and it was ours, man. And they let it get watered down because, you know, I blame it on the DJs, really, man, because it's up to them, man. Come on, you're a hip hop DJ. You know good music, and you're supposed to learn to play good music, man. You don't take and play this way. I allow the DJ a lot of shit I wouldn't even put on if I'm a DJ because I have the ear for that music like that, man. Why would I play this whack shit? Because they get money to do that shit. You know what I mean? So that's where it's going at now because everything is about money. You know, that's what happened with Puffy back in the day. Remember, he was wiring Funk Flex $100,000 in his account. That's why, that's all you heard is Bad Boy on the radio. It's cheating, man. You know what I'm saying?
Payola.
They shouldn't be the ones, you know what I'm saying? Them radio personnel should not be the ones who decide what type of music to be played or none of that. You know? That's supposed to be decided, you know, the DJs supposed to handle that. And, you know, they did have the union and all that. You know, the DJ Flex, them had that. And with the control, but they started getting that payola, man. You know what I'm saying? Money talk, bullshit
right.
walk, man. You know what I'm saying? So this shit is definitely ain't going nowhere like it's supposed to. But a lot of that shit is dying down. But the game is changing. I don't knock none of them other rappers out there because the game is changing. You know, the music, you know, change. But to let these niggas bring all that old crazy freak shit into this shit, man, and you ain't playing this stupid shit, and that shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Niggas tell me they ain't got to spit bars no more, man. Niggas just jump over there just making music, fun music. Then if you make fun music, call it something else. Don't call it hip-hop. Call it fun music.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know?
It's crazy.
So basically, the direction that it's heading into, man, if it keep going like this, it's spiraling out to a downfall. You know? But that's why, you
right.
know, there's a lot of old school brothers is coming back now. You know, a lot of shows, you go to a lot of shows now, and they're all the old school rappers now doing shows. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Word.
As said, if you go to an old school concert and go to a concert now, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Right.
You go to a concert now, you understand a motherfucking thing is going on. You just be jumping around because the music is playing. You know what I mean? That's all you be doing. But if you go to a hip hop, real one, but you go to you go to a nice Rakim concert at one of them, then you're gonna get some lyrics. You're gonna get some real shit where you can
right.
enjoy it. Well.
Get
you go
food.
To a show now, you can't enjoy that shit. Ain't nothing but fucking noise and motherfuckers jump around. With skirts on. Yeah, that's all that shit is.
Skirts.
A bunch of motherfucking right. punks jumping around with skirts on, tight pants and skirts and all that shit. Talking about their
right.
hip hop. Yeah, buddy.
Because
no, so,
the devil told them to eat the wrong foods, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And what it is now, you gotta understand, it's about money. Everything is social
right.
media is about money. Can't get good music when money takes a role in the game because it ain't coming from the heart no more. And I blame the DJs because they should know how to play good music. I'm not playing that shit. You can't force me to throw that shit on my turntables. You know what I mean?
Right.
For real. And I don't see how they do it. I mean, if you're a real honest DJ, why would you play that shit, man? You know? I mean, this, I've seen it. I've been to the concerts. I've seen it. All you just hear, but you don't understand shit they saying. It's just that they got nice music. You notice that these motherfuckers now just got nice music? All they music. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas not lyricists, man.
Right.
Them niggas just got nice music. They got some dope music, though. I ain't gonna lie. You know?
It's starting
but
that
the
creative
lyrics,
process.
But the lyrics,
yeah.
you can have that.
Yeah.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Starting that creative process. It's not there. You know that.
Right.
That
it's not.
It's no longer.
Because they don't write. They say they don't have to write. You got to hear how Young Thug them talk, man. And I ain't writing. They can't even spit off the old school music. They put on Rakim beat for Young Thug. He said, I ain't rapping on that. They say, why? They say, well, if you ain't rapping on that, you can't rap then. He said, I'm not rapping
right.
on that. He said, man, I ain't spitting no sick thing. He said, we just make music for fun. Like, you know, for people to just, I said, man, that ain't hip hop, man. I don't know what he talking about. And he will not rap. He can't. You know what I'm saying? He can't even rap over the beat. You give them an old school beat, they don't know what the fuck to do. They'll stand and look at you like you're crazy. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
they
that's
have
not
no
fair to artists. Yeah, it's not fair to brothers who sat down and wrote and used their talent and their skill, and this brother come and just jump on a mic and start jumping around doing crazy dances and making a bunch of noise, and he's the number one artist now. You know? Don't do that.
Right.
It's gonna bust. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's definitely chaotic. You know what I mean? It's definitely
yeah.
chaotic.
So
but
until
also,
that
I think
calmed
some
down.
Of that,
until
some
it
of that
down,
is
we forced to listen to this garbage.
Right.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, we forced to listen to this crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? But the brothers is back, and all we got brothers got to do is come and make some good music again. That's all.
That's it.
This shit ain't going to last that long, trust me. You know? But that's basically the way I see it now. Everybody have their own opinions about it.
Yeah, I think a lot of those experiences
yeah,
that we
just
had.
Ain't no spirit in it no more. It ain't nothing. It ain't no spirit there no more. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's a bunch of guys jumping around with tight pants like real faggots anymore. I don't want nobody wants to see no concert like that.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't take my kids to see no concert like that. Fuck that. You can't even enjoy it. Shit, you go to a Nas concert or Rock Kim, cause you can enjoy that shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right. So that's basically what that is, man. Yeah.
So you still working with artists and things like that?
Say that again.
I say you still working with any artists in the
I can't
industry?
Hear you.
I say, are you working with any of these artists and like any artists?
Not the new ones, you know what I'm saying? You know, we back really just to slow down a little bit. You know, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? We trying to put this thing together for the Dirty Movie because, you know, they're about to shoot that movie, man.
So
we're
about to be a biopic
together for that, huh?
It's a biopic.
Life story. Yeah, his life story. Yeah. Lion Gate getting ready to shoot that. You know?
Okay.
So, and
I know
Buddha
Monk wrote a book. I know he wrote a book.
Well, I never got to see that. I heard about it, but I ain't got to see that. And I don't know what that's about. I never heard it. I never seen it. You know?
Yeah, we had him and Judah on, and it was talking about the book. So, from what I understand, you have a book coming out as well?
Oh, yeah. Pop Wu and the Birth of a Clan. Yeah, and I have a shoe deal with British Walker. And I got my DVD. I got, you know, the Bob Sin story. I think I'm going to release that, too.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that for some time now, too.
Yeah, I'm going to put that with your book, yeah.
So, is there a release date, you know, in mind, or are you not going to leak that?
Not right now, but everything is done, really. But I'm trying to push for the release date the same time the movie. So, you know, all that will be going on at the same time. We got this movie, got my book, we got the shoes, we got the DVD, you know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Yeah, like Master Killer say, thoughts premeditated, well calculated. I know, you know.
Yeah.
You still whooping them boys in chess, Jim? You still whooping them boys on the chessboard?
Time to sit down. None of us, man. We ain't sit down. Then he sat down. I ain't have time to sit down and play, but I might play a little bit when I go out there because I'm probably going out to the house on Wednesday and sit down with RZA, and we're going to chop it up about what's going to happen this year. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I might sit down and have one hand with him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, that's basically that.
Yeah, I remember I had brought True Master out to Germany.
Yeah.
Brought him out. We did a 2-day lecture over there in Germany. My Old Earth came out and everything. That was right before that whole situation had happened. Like when he came back, you know, my mother transitioned. And, you know, that thing was going on with him.
Yeah.
It was right around the same time. That's when the GZA album had came out. That's when the GZA album had came out.
Oh, when the GZA, yeah.
Yeah. Pro Tools. The Pro Tools album came out.
Pro Tools. Yeah. Yeah. One I listened to like the most with the GZA was the Breaker 9.
Yeah,
I should love it. That was my song right there, boy.
Yeah, I remember that joint. I mean,
yeah.
That's definitely a classic discography, you know, long-standing
yeah.
career where, you know, with all of these albums, you know what I mean?
Right.
From the beginning, from the Gravedigger's time on up, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we had Fruquan on.
Fruquan. Yeah. Prince Paul.
Right.
Yep. That was my man.
So, yeah, definitely a time that, you know, us hip-hop heads took for granted, you know, not seeing what was on the horizon for things to be changing up like it did.
But I seen it coming. I seen all this coming. I seen how motherfuckers was acting, so I seen this shit coming. Believe it or not. Yeah. I seen this shit coming, believe it or not. I seen niggas start acting weird. Yeah.
It's
going to
take second generation.
Yeah, that's what we got to work on now. The new Wu generation. That's what we're working on now. We got our little group called the New Wu Generation. That's the young ones.
Right.
Yeah, they nice too. So, you know, they're going to be on the soundtrack of the Dirty Movie and stuff like that, you know. So people
yeah,
I heard
something
that.
From Intel from you guys, son.
Yeah. Yeah, he's nice. All of them, man. Come on, Jizzle Son, all of them boys nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard them on Master Killer's projects, both of them, you know. No Said Date and, you know, Made in Brooklyn. Even some from Young Dirty. I say even some stuff from Young Dirty.
Oh yeah. He got some of his stuff too. He even gonna play his father in the movie too. They gonna give him a shot at that, you know what I'm saying?
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild right there.
Man, this is gonna be an interesting story, yeah.
I'm glad, you know, I saw excuse me. I saw everything that y'all ever been in, everything y'all ever had out. You know what I'm saying? Like even the snippets that was on the shower.
Oh yeah.
Joints, you know. So yeah, it's definitely good to be able to preserve our story in a way that it'll be properly represented. You know what I mean? Because if you leave it up to somebody else, they're not gonna give it to you in the way that it's supposed to be. So. That creative control and also that integrity to keep it in its text, you know what I mean, in the way that it should be. So that's definitely something that's very very good, you know.
Yeah.
So what about I wanted to ask you about the decline. Like when stuff like you said you saw it. When do you think the decline really started to happen in regards to, you know, like some of the separation that we see today, as far as with the Klan?
When they took me off the road. When they told them, yo, Pop Wu, get rid of them. When they tried to separate them from me, and that's when all that shit happened.
Yeah.
I told them, don't let them crackers do that shit, man. Don't let them separate. Don't let them separate. Don't let them do it. And them record industries, that's what they do. When they see strength, that's what they did with Damon and Jay. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
They step in every time. They always come in, and you got to prepare yourself. Well, and I try to tell them, guys, be prepared for that shit because they're going to come, and they did it. And ever since I know that, everybody started just going, doing crazy shit.
Yeah. That's the orientation, you know, come with that goal.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
Yeah. It's that was that's a sad occurrence because this was like that was like a vanguard in regards to, you know, the culture after, you know, the culture was laid out by the classic MCs who really lived our culture out, you know. Was the resurgence, you know what I mean? Because it went, it, you know, it, the music had went a little ignorant, so it brought it back to, you know, what it was supposed to be in regards to, you know, disseminating information, reporting live, you know, kicking knowledge, dropping jewels, all of that, you know what I mean? So, yeah, definitely.
Right. Yeah.
So y'all had something going on today or yesterday or was it friends
yesterday,
or something?
I'm just coming back down from. I went to see my son and you know he was incarcerated, so that's where I'm coming back down from. But we had that thing last night. That was nice. Nabi and them was there.
Yeah, salute to Nabi, man, for this.
That was nice.
Yo,
we can't kill the bees. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, they was there. They showed and proved. Oh, so it's pretty nice. You know?
Is there a tour in the works, you think?
Well, after we put these little projects together, you know what I'm saying? There's always room for that, like, especially the book, because I got to do the book signing. So, you know, I'm trying to put a little tour together for that, yeah.
And if I could help in any way with that promotion, you know, or anything like that, God, you already know what it is. So, we got a pretty established network around in some different places.
It is.
That can help, too.
It wasn't. I worked the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm definitely going to look you up on that, you know what I'm saying? When we start getting this shit off the ground, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, because, you know, we're working with some of the fam, you know, we're working with you. We working with Hellraiser. We working with Judah Priest.
Oh yeah,
you know
what you doing with Razor?
You know, just you know, promoting the projects that they got going on.
Stuff? Yeah. Oh, y'all do a lot of promotion, huh?
Yeah. Him and Judah. You know what I mean? Radio shows, interviews, you know, promoting the projects, all of that, you know, and even some of their artists. So just working within the network of good people. You know what I mean? And striving to be a resource for them. You know, so the same thing with Fuquan, some of the people that we came in contact with, you know, Positive K as well, just, you know, striving to be an additional resource. You know, you got your main network, your inner sanctum, but, you know, just being branches, you know, off of that tree.
Right. Say it again. Wait, hold up. I'm just looking for where my keys at. I left them in here. Yeah, say that again.
I said just, you know, striving to be a resource, you know, for good people to help, you know, promote what they got going on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, because everybody got their own network, you know what I mean? First that they go to, and then, you know, you got extensions of that network. So, in a lot of cases, we extensions in the network.
Right.
So.
Right. All right.
Yeah, so definitely just let me know.
All right, then. And y'all have a good one, man.
All right, God.
All right, peace.
Peace. So yeah, we was live with Papa Wu. Salute to Nabi and Universal Zoo, the Universal Collective, Zoo Bullies, East Coast Killer Bees, West Coast Killer Bees, and you know, all of the family right here. Thankful for the opportunity to build with the Elder God, see what's going on. See what they got coming up. Definitely excited for all of the things coming down the pipeline as they were naming earlier. So salute to everybody who called in and participated with us today. Check us out here, www.blogtalkradio.com/DubinKnowledgeRadio. That's DuthaKnowledgeRadio.com. Check us out at DubinKnowledgeUniversity.com. If you like what you heard, subscribe to the show here, and you'll receive an email to keep up with what's going on 7 days a week. And definitely got a lot of things in store. Tomorrow we're going to have like think tank session dealing with a myriad of topics. I think that'll kick off around 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. Tuesday, we got the Year of the Blackfoot series, Break the Foundation. We're going to have on University Avenue with this Grow or Die initiative and campaign that's being pushed, you know, the push towards agriculture in urban areas. So we'll have them on, and they'll be discussing that. Wednesday, we have the Black Survival and General Civilization class with the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, by my atomic air-like Minister King Samir Shabazz, and we will be on with the brother, the General Straight Black Pride, none other than the Irritated Genius Southeast will be on, so that's going to be a remarkable show. Make sure y'all check that out, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the Year of the Blackfoot series on Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Thursday, we got Black Money Matters, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hosted by the Bill Minor Group as a simulcast on their YouTube channel, the Bill Minor Group /C, in conjunction with Through Knowledge Radio and the Black Money Matters series. Friday, we have Cool Kim Radio with the Chief Priest of the Tribe, Brother Ray New, will be on, and that's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we definitely have, you know, some things planned in the works. And Saturday, you know, we'll be live at the Teach Our Own Initiative in Atlanta. So, you know, that's going on next weekend. So we're definitely going to be there live, you know, seeing what's going on with Dr. Bob Baruti and Mama Ya Baruti, along with Sue Tech, along with United Front, B.I., Taib Malik, Ife Jah, Red and Blue Pill. It's going to be a momentous occasion and a fundraiser. So, definitely, we'll be reporting live from there. So, as I said, the only way to be in tune with all of these great and wonderful things that we have going on is to subscribe to the show here at www.blogtalkradio.com/DuthaKnowledgeRadio, DuthaKnowledgeRadio. And if you're looking to be a guest, or you have products and services that you have to offer and you wish to market, you can email us at DuthaKnowledgeRadio@gmail.com. Again, that's DuthaKnowledgeRadio@gmail.com. So with that, we'll say peace, love, like power, and see you tomorrow.
A game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
Style is immensely strong and immune to nearly any weapon. When it's properly used, it's almost invincible.
Boom, I'ma give it to you with no trivia. Roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip hop will rock and shock the nation like the Emancipation Proclamation. We give MCs a post with slang to set. Them other run to the wall and bang your head. I push a force, my force is doubting. I'm making devils cower to the Caucasus Mountain.
Well, I'm a sire. I set the microphone on fire. Rap styles vary and carry like Mariah. I come from the Shaolin slump in the Al-Am.
calling where? Dear, me and the clan and yo, the Land Cruisers out there. Peace to all the crooks, all the with bad looks. Forehead, braids, blows his hooks. We pack home sex, nickel play the max. Black act, drug dealer, thousand fat stacks. Only been a good 4 minutes though, cause I got to get my props and win it, yo. I got beef with commercial ass. Lampin' in a Lexus seat and beat. Straight up and down, don't even bother. I got 40 up in here now. Who killed me? Barber.
My people's are you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on the track. My people's are you with me where you at? Broken neck, hitting cats on the block with the cat.
Here I go, deep tight flow. That you stole can never get this. No, I'm Terry Bomb and boom, that's warming up a little bit. Rapping in is what's happening. Keep the pockets stacking in, hands clapping in. That's the party when I move my body. Gotta get up and be somebody. Grab a microphone for strength to the bone. Dang, dang, dang. Until the Wu-Tang goes. Sure enough, when I rock that stuff, huff, huff, I'm gonna catch your bluff, tough, rough. Kicking rhymes like Jim Kelly or Alex Kelly. I'm a beat a belly rhyme. Coming raw style, hardcore. Me coming to the hip hop store. Coming to buy grocery from me. To be a hip-hop MC, the law, in order to enter the Wu-Tang, you must bring the whole dirty bastard type slang, represent the Jizza, Abbott, Rooza, Shaquan, inspect death, dirty hole getting low with his flow, introducing the ghost, face killer, no one can get it out. My peoples, are you with me where you at, in the front, in the back, killer bees on attack. My peoples, are you with me where you at, smoking meth, hitting cats on the block with the gas.
Speaking of the devil's sight, know it's the guard, get the shit right. Mega trife, and yo, I killed you in a past life. On the mic while you was kicking that fast. You and Nick tried again and got blasted. Half mastered ass style, mad rough chest. When I struck, I had on Tim's in the black mask. Remember that? I know you don't remember Jack. That night, yo, I was sitting like a spike bat. And then you thought I was bugged out and crazy. Strapped for nonsense, after me became lazy. Yo, nobody budged while I shot slugs. Never shot ducks, I'm running with ducks that flood bucks. So grab your 8 plus 1. Tripping, it's a jet and I'm licking off, son.
And death is a penalty. One justifies the homicide when he dies in his own iniquity. It's the master of the mantis rapture coming at ya. We have an APB on an MC killer. Looks like the work of a master. Evidence indicates that his stature merciless like a terrorist, hard to capture. The flow changes like a chameleon, plays like a friend and stabs you like a dagger. This technique attacks the immune system, disguised like a lie, paralyzing the victim. You scream as it enters your bloodstream, erupts your brain from the pain these thoughts contain. Moving on with the speed of a centipede and angel. And contender. My peoples, are you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on attack. My peoples, are you with me where you at? Smoking meth, hitting cats on the block with the cat.
Machine gun rap for all my niggas in the back. Stadium packed, linebacker nigga, flash stack, see through yellow lines. Rock a fly jersey in the summertime, guard. Magic marker rap, bleed Benadine. Relax, wrote this. Coming at your crab ass, coping, snatch your ice off. Chilling in the back, throw the lights off. Waves, water blend, rhyme flowing, slow motion. Stick, snare, I feel it like a snail in the ocean. What's your wish? Wanna cringle like Chris? Melodic single dart, snap a nigga just like fish. You fucked up, some rich niggas, you done test, yo. Select the wrong department, and niggas pulled up your dress. Style molest that canal chain nigga, where your vest at? Flex and make me wanna bless that, yo. Saddam Hussein niggas, light the torch, we flaming niggas. Autograph that, flatten all the main niggas.
The world in the palm of your hand. 22 million of useful land. The seed in the black woman. Double LP from Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, super freak physique like Rafa.
Raphael Sadiq, baby, love the ganja leaf every day of the week. Super friends, wake up, deluxe gourmet beats. The night is right, I might find me a suite. It's a quarter full moon, I arrive, woman swoon. Well groomed, dance hall packed, full room. Lady move, peep my glide, peep my zoom. Keep and strive, smoke the lie, smoke the boom. Feel the fumes, consume toxic tunes. Hellbound, 340 ounce typhoon. The ultra violent scream machine, move your body touch. The totem pole, wobble arc, builders guards rush. Beams of light, stop your breathing, it's hunting season. Honey, eyeballing down for no reason. Grab a close, play post, wine and wax floors. Never mind the lords, cause tonight, yo, it's yours.
Stop the beat up the round, blast my watch through my pre-amp. The camp best of revamp, your shit'll get blasted. And four throttles, hot lead propels throughout my nozzle. Slap your skull like bottles, leave you sip as models. You fag, you couldn't pull one drag off my blunt. You couldn't punch away out of a wet paper bag with scissors in your hand. Bitch, the RZA, I stand close to war, like number four, the lizard. And channel through solar panels, blast off like Roman candles, rap vandals. Stomp your ass like Wahoo McDaniel, you cocker spaniel dog. Get fucked with our catalog, put your lights out and leave your brain inside a fog. It's only natural, actual facts are thrown at you. The impact will blow trees back and crack statues. $1 million rap crews full, check distinction, explicit. I crystallize the rhyme so you can sniff it. We live this, fitted hats low, conceal the crooked eye. No surprise, verbal stick up, put them high, rebel eye out. Law, split second on the draw, blow the door off the shit like bricks to C4.
It's yours.
The world in the palm of your hand.
It's yours.
22 million of useful land.
It's yours.
The scene in the black woman.
It's yours.
Double LP for Wu Tang Clan.
My beaver, baby blue Glock in the safe. Seen Dorothy in the garden getting skeed away. We hold a bell, son, that's my word. Spot a rapper, run him down, throw him out in the third. Yo, check it, I think like the man behind the register. Evergreen smoke in the safe. Vine and power made me treacherous. With third down, six to go. Flash of smoke lights, some open risen hit me off. Lovely and I love him with root beer thoughts. Here's a tennis court for your birthday. The baby face of rap, politic with side A. Avenging Eagle Crooks, rock the W in Spiegel books. And Hodge of Bush, Kings came through. And stop your whole jokes with fire kangos. Watch Tony train a gang of hoes. Painful like hearing the news. Like when your man go, ears blow. Windy at times, watch the room shake. Your girl love to shit out the song. Now watch your water break.
It's yours, the world yours, in the palm of your hand.
It's yours,
22
yours,
million of useful land.
It's yours,
the scene yours, in the black woman.
It's yours,
double LP from Wu-Tang Clan.
It's yours.
Out the frying pan and
into the fire, transform into the Ghost Rider. A six pack and a street car named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the fuck you at? Niggas is strapped and they trying to twist my beer cap. It's court adjourned for the bad seed from bad sperm. Herb got my wig fried like a bad perm. What the blood? Clots? We smoke pot and blow spot. You wanna think twice? I think not. The iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Guns are Navarone, tearing up your battle zone. Rip through your slumps.
I twist darts from the heart. Try to intrude, loop my voice on the LP. Martini on the slang rock, certified chatterbox. Vocabulary dawn and talking. Tell your story walking. Take cover, kid, what? Run for your brother, kid. Run for your team. And your six can't rhyme groupies. So I can squeeze with the advantage and get wasted. My deadly notes reign supreme. Your fort is basic compared to mine. Domino effect, arts and crafts. Paragraphs contain cyanide. Take a free ride on my thought. I got the fashion catalog for all y'all that all praise through the God.
The saga continues. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang.
Olympic torch flaming. It burns so sweet. The thrill of victory. The agony defeat. Request slow. Flaming deluxe slow. Four. Judgment day cometh. Conquer is war. Allow us to escape hell. Globe spinning bomb. Pocket full of shells out the sky. Golden arms. Tune spit the shitty Mortal Kombat sound. The fake ball step make the blood stain the ground. A jungle junkie. Vigilante tantrum. A death kiss. Catwalk squeeze another anthem. Hold it for ransom. Trigger lives with anesthesias. My orchestra. Graceful. Music ballerinas. My music Sicily. Rich California smell. An axe kill adventure. Paint a picture well. I sing a song from Sing Sing, sipping on Jing Sing, righteous wax, chaperone, rotating ring.
March on the wooden soldiers, see cypher punks couldn't hold us. 1,000 men rushing in, not one nigga was sober. Perpendicular to the square, we stand gold like flare. Escape from your dragon's lair. In particular, my beat travel like a vortex. Through your spine, to the top of your cerebral cortex. Make you feel like you busting up from raw sex. Enter through your right ventricle, clog up your bloodstream. Hot terminal, like Grand Central Station. Program fat baselines on ovation. Getting drunk like a fuck, I'm ducking fire.
War of the masses, the outcome disastrous. Many of the victim families saved the ashes. A million names on walls engraved in plaques. Those who went back received penalties for the act. Another heart is torn, as close ones mourn. Those who strayed, niggas get slayed on the song.
The track renders helpless and suffers from multiple stab wounds and leaked sounds that's heard. 93 million miles away from came one to represent the nation. This is a gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now screams in rage. The hot chief Jamel Ari takes the stage. Light is provided through sparks of energy from the mind that travels in rhyme form, giving sight to the blind. The dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Death only one can save self from. This relentless attack of the track spares none.
Yo, 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 fuck that. Look at all these crab niggas laid back. Lampin' light and gray and black. Boom is on my man's rack. Codeine was forcing your drink. You had a navy green. Solomon's a fiend. Bitches overheard you scream. You two faces, scum of the slump. I got your whole body numb. Blowing like Shalimar in 81. Sound convincing. $1,000 court file convincing. Hands like Sonny Liston. Get fly permission. Hold the fuck up. I'll fasten your wig. Bad luck. I'll humiliate. Separate the English from the Dutch. It's me. Black noble Juwali. Came in threes. We like the den of beasts. That's so season these degrees. It's Earth. 93 million miles from the first rough turbulence. The wave burst. Split the megahertz.
Hey, yo, that's amazing. Gun in your mouth. So verbal foul hole. Connect thoughts to make my man chow walk. Swift notarizer. Blue tank. All up in the high riser. New York gang visor. Word tranquilizer. Just a dosage. Delegate my clan with explosives. Wow, my pen blow lines ferocious. Mediterranean. See y'all. The number one traffic. Tear down the